Well, hello everybody. How are you guys today?
Hi. This is Trisha and Marcus Draper.
That's
and
right.
The Messengers Radio Show. So, we're going to start off with some music here.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
Given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause
Father, we just thank you for this day. Father, we just thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. And Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would use us right now, Father, that our words, that your words would come out of our mouths and not our own, Father. Father, we lay aside all the things of this world. And Father, we just ask that you would indwell us and that your words, your love would pierce the hearts of those out there that are listening, that have a hardened heart towards you, Father, or that just need more of you, Father. Father, we just ask for a breaking of the heart right now in Jesus' precious name. We got a little bit of a bringing down the volume there for a minute.
Yes.
So today is our wrap-up show.
Yes.
Yeah, this is our last show for January. Not our last show, thank the Lord.
No, yes, thank you, Lord.
He's got some great, great things planned for the future.
Yes.
Great teachings. I'm just so glad you listen. You listen so close, and you listen so much better than I do.
Oh, you mean me?
Yes, you.
Oh, me. Okay. Yes. Today we're going to be doing a recap of the words that that we've spoken. This month we're talking about how important words are and speak life. Mm-hmm. We're learning a lot about that and about the different things. Next month we'll be going on to trust and faith, so that'll be fun. But let's just jump in here. This is kind of a review. Words can be either helpful or harmful. We as God's children need to build people up. We need to speak life, health, and prosperity from God's words. Every time you say something nice to others, even your enemies, you have the possibility of leading them into a relationship with God. Excuse me, with God. And that is all he wants. He just wants to have a relationship with us.
Yes, he certainly does. And even those that are out there, those people that are out there that have a hardened heart towards the Lord, that may be in your family, that may be friends of yours,
yes.
You know, don't ever give up on that.
No.
You know, you need to be an example to these people.
Mm-hmm.
When they come against you, when they call you names, they basically when they tell you you're just wasting your time or mm-hmm. or they just curse you or whatever they do, you know, you've got to come back in love.
Yes.
And it is so hard to do that sometimes. You know, I've been out on the streets witnessing before, and I've had people spit on me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people curse me. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You have to understand there. It's not against you. It's against Jesus.
They're rebelling against God,
right?
Not against you.
So you know you have to be able to walk that fine line.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't walk that fine line, then boy, you need to learn how to trust God more.
Yeah.
You need to learn exactly what Jesus has done for you. You know, Jesus had even more than just somebody spitting on them or mm-hmm. cursing them out done to him.
Yeah.
And he did not jump ahead, and he did not do anything to the point where, you know, he rebelled against the Father. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm going to beat you up. He didn't send 1,000 angels after these people.
That's right.
Although he could have just snapped his fingers and had it done.
That's right. You know, that's kind of what, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would say that's all about why Jesus loves.
Mm-hmm.
He loves every single person, and God loves every single one of his creations.
Yes.
And whether it's a terrorist mm-hmm. or whether it's a believer, mm-hmm. he loves you the same.
He loves us all.
That's
just
right.
the same. He can't love us anymore, no matter what we do. He will never love us more than he loves us right now.
And that's why it's important as a believer, the words that come out of your mouth need to be life
mm-hmm.
and not death.
That's right.
Yeah.
It kind of goes into what we're going to say about Andrew Womack has a daily scripture that we get on our email. Yeah. And on December 18th, this is what he had to say. Christians are to be wise in the way they act and speak to unbelievers. We are to make the most of every opportunity. The Christian speak should be gracious with answers that meet the needs of each person they encounter.
And encounter doesn't mean just, you know, going to a non-believer and presenting the gospel. You know, mm-hmm. it's following up. It's a hardened heart making it soft with the words from your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let the Holy Spirit speak through you. But
and sometimes, you know, like on the street when we witness, sometimes you need to come at people a little more harshly. You know, like say, you know, dude, this time is coming. You know, you better get ready. And other times you need to say, you know what? God just loves you,
right.
and he wants to be closer to you. He wants to know you better. He wants you to know him better.
Right.
And so that's, I think, kind of, that reminds me of the needs of each person that you encounter, because they're going to be different. You can't just say one thing to every single person.
Right.
You have to go on a need-to-know basis on how the Holy Spirit is reflecting, telling you how to talk to them.
Right. And if you have the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help you
yes.
to be able to discern which person needs what.
That's
if
right.
you're listening, if mm-hmm. you're faith, you've got to have the faith that you've got the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've got to ask.
And it's important, too, that you know, the Holy Spirit can give you the words to say, but you have to say them.
Right.
He can't say them through you. You have to say the words. He'll tell you what to say, but you have to say them.
Right. I think what you're saying is the Holy Spirit won't make you say it.
Right, right.
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 Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
All right. We have some comments here from Joyce Meyer. We were going through her book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life. I would highly, highly recommend this book to anyone. It is an eye-opener. It's amazing. So one of the things she says is, we cannot say what God says unless we know what he has said. And that is why we must study the Word of God diligently. That's a big thing. We got to get into our Bibles to know what we need to say because of what he says.
Yep.
So, also, she says, I believe words contain tremendous power. It can be either positive, constructive power, or negative, destructive power.
And that's what we were talking about, was speak life.
Yes.
If you're speaking life, then you have the positive, constructive power. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that guy cuts you off. Start shaking your fist at that person. That's negative, destructive power.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can actually curse people like
right.
that.
And you got to watch the words of your mouth, as we've
yes.
been talking about all month. The words
mm-hmm.
of your mouth, they're very important.
Yes. A right word spoken at the right time can actually be life changing.
Amen. That is absolutely correct. Wow.
It's amazing. Just a single word, a single sentence you say, if you tell someone, I believe in you, that can change their life.
Even a smile. It didn't have to be a word.
Yeah.
Even a smile. I mean, I know you encounter this at Brahms.
Yes.
Just smiling at somebody or saying, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. How's your day going?
You've seen people that were like, had their heads down and just not happy to, hey, this person's actually asking me how I'm doing.
Yeah. They really care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody cares about me.
Absolutely.
It changes their whole day. It's wonderful. When we understand the power of words and realize that we can choose what we think and speak, our lives can be transformed.
Wow.
So
that's a pretty bold statement right
yeah.
there.
But we get to choose what we think and what we speak.
Right. So when those negative thoughts start coming in your head, you have the choice to say, I'm going to accept these negative thoughts, or in Jesus' name, you have no power in my life, negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I call you out for what you are. You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You're a liar. And that's all those things are. They're lies from the enemy.
Yep.
And if you choose to accept those, then, God's going to say, okay, fine. You know what? Yeah. If you're going to accept these bad words or these negative thoughts, God's not going to say, hey, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
you
the
have
way
the
God
choice.
Does.
That's what free will is all about.
Amen.
You
that's
get
right.
to choose. So choose the right way.
And you have to understand that you have authority over these thoughts.
You do. You can take them captive.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The word even says so.
Yes, it does. Take your thoughts captive. All right, we all have challenges in our lives, but we can make them better or worse by the way we talk about them. That's kind of like taking your thoughts captive, but if you say, you know what, I've just had the worst day of my whole life. It is going to be a terrible day from here on out. I just think everything's going to go wrong. Well, then you're probably right. You've spoken those words, and that's probably Satan's like, okay, great, I'm going to make her day horrible. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to have a great day today, and nothing's going to get me down. I'm going to be happy because I know Jesus loves me. It's amazing. Those days can be so good, and if you don't let the enemy get to you, if you keep strong and just saying, my day's great, then you will have a great and wonderful day. You will have what you say.
Yes, that's right.
And this is a good one, too. If a person continually sows negative thoughts, attitudes, and words, he will produce negative results in his life.
Right.
Likewise, if he sows positive, life-filled thoughts, attitudes, and words, he will see good, positive results.
Right.
Jesus said that his words are spirit and life. And you can see John 6:63 for more information on that.
I just want to say, when we're talking about taking every captive thought, that's actually in 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So just that's, like I said, that's 2 Corinthians 10:5.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about these things, I like to be able to back them up and say,
It
says it in the Bible. Yeah, yeah. Well, where does it say in the Bible there, slick?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 10:5. So.
Okay, well, just real quick, we asked for some prayer requests, and right now we're going to just take a minute and pray. We did get one. Marcus and some people from our church, the Father's House in Decatur, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to Haiti on a missions trip in April.
April 11th to the 18th.
Yes. And so our pastor just asked us if we would just pray for these people, pray for this trip, that it all goes smoothly and that everything just works out.
Amen.
So,
Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity. That's what this is, Father. It's an opportunity to share your word, to go to some people that may not know your word as well,
mm-hmm.
or may know your word and need to hear more. There's going to be a language barrier. But, Father, your language of love,
mm-hmm.
gets past every single barrier. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the opportunity for all of us to be able to go to Haiti. Mm-hmm. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that every step we take, Father, is a step that you have shown us to go. You have made forth for us to be able to do this, Father. And Father, may it be the steps that Jesus has made for us. Mm-hmm. And may we go there not with a hardened heart or anything to that extent, Father. We just ask you, Father, that you would let us all just go and be there for you and not for our own reasons, Father. Father, this is not about us. This is about you, Father. You have made way for every one of us to be able to go. And Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity. We give you praise and thanks, Father. Mm-hmm. Haiti, here we come.
Amen. All right. We have a little script right now for you that we put together, and it's called Johnny Loves His Enemy.
Yeah.
One day at school, Gina was picking on Johnny again.
You're so stupid, Johnny. I hate you.
You know what? You can hate me all you want to, but Jesus tells me to love you like he does. So, no matter what you do, I'm going to pray for you.
Johnny walks away with a smile on his face, leaving Gina speechless.
So, yeah, Johnny walked away with a smile on his face because he said, you can say whatever you want to, but I tell you what, all I'm going to do, I'm going to pray for you.
Amen.
And that's what that's all about. And that is out of Matthew 5:43. So if you get it, if you want to write all these down, go back and check them out. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage that. So Matthew 5:43. Let me just read that real quick for you.
Okay.
It says, and this is out of the Amplified, it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And then in 44 it says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So that's Matthew 5:43 and 44.
Mm-hmm.
So, love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were talking about earlier. Love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank you, Father. Thank you for your word.
It's completely different from the world's perspective. And
yeah,
they don't understand that. Right. Just like Gina was speechless because right, you don't know what to say to that when you tell somebody that.
Right.
And it's wonderful for them to know that. They probably haven't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great.
So we started off this January with a song by Hawk Nelson called Words. So we want to kind of, as we're recapping, we want to play this song again. And I want you to really pay attention to what they're saying in this, the lyrics are to this song, because they are very powerful, and I believe they speak worlds a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this song real quick. It's by Hawk Nelson called Words.
They've made me feel like a prisoner. They've made me feel set free. They've made me feel like a criminal. Made me feel like a king. They've lifted my heart to places I've never been. And they've dragged me down back to where. Is the only thing we need to hear. Words can build us up, words can break us down, start a fire in our hearts, or to
Good song.
Yeah. I've actually listened to that several times, you know, throughout this whole month. And it just reminds you, you know, words can build you up or they can tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they put the whole thing in a song. Mm-hmm. And it has so much meaning to it. Not just to me, but does it have a lot of meaning to you?
Oh,
as well?
Yeah.
So I hope it has a lot of meaning to people listening out there, whether it's live right now or on the archive. So, speaking of archives, if you've missed any of our shows or anybody else's shows here on U-Turn Radio, you can go to the uturnradio.org, and at the top there's those little
tabs.
Words. And if there's a word up there that says radio, if you hover your mouse, don't click on the radio button, but put your mouse over the top of it at the top, and it'll drop down to some more little submenus. And the very bottom one says, I think it's like Radio Archive or something like that. You go there, and you'll be able to get a list of everybody that has a show on here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose their picture or their name, whatever the name of the show is.
Yes.
And look for the messengers.
We're on the bottom, aren't
we? Yeah, we're on the bottom. We're the last show of the week, too, at least right now. So, but anyway, you can listen to our shows or anybody else's shows. We have some new shows coming up in February. We have some new people coming in. Full Armored or Armored Up Radio is coming.
Okay.
That's with Bill and, was it Jim? Bill and Jim. And they're gonna be on Friday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. That's 11 at night.
So, you can also, on Archives, we have our own website,
right.
themessengersradio.com.
Right.
And you can find out more information there. We have our archives. We have all of our dramatizations, our testimonies, you know, everything up there. So you can look at any of those. And
we're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're on Twitter.
Yeah,
but if you go to the messengersradio.com, you'll be able to, at the very top right, you'll be able to see where our little social media buttons are. So you can just click on those and go there and like us.
Yeah.
You must like us. Don't dislike us ever. Don't ever dislike us.
We would love to hear from you, truthfully. We would love your prayer requests, anything that we can do to help you, pray for you, believe with you. Anything we can do, just please write us, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and if you go to themessengersradio.com, and there's a contact us, there's actually a little form you can fill out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't post onto the website, so nobody will be able to see it, but it sends directly to Tricia and my email. Mm-hmm. So if you have a prayer request and you don't want it, you know, you don't want it to be out there for everybody to see, you can do it that way. You know, we won't even mention your name if you don't want us to. Just let us know in the body of the
text.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That you don't want us to mention your name. So.
Let's get back on topic here.
Back to it.
We have, I'm going to go through some basic words that most of us should know about the tongue and our mouth. So Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who eat it, who eat its fruit, who
those
eat it.
Who love it will eat its fruit."
Sorry.
You don't get tongue-tied ever. What's going on?
I don't know. But yes, your power, the power is in your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Life and death are in your tongue, and it's those words. And whatever you say, you will eat its fruit. If you say bad words, I mean, not just bad words, but negative things, you will reap negative things.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you love your tongue and what you say, then you will eat the good fruit. So,
all right.
Matthew 12:36-37 is another one we've talked about. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Right.
That's now, an important thing.
Now, it's also important to remember that this isn't just for non-believers.
Oh,
this is for believers.
Yes.
You know, if you're a believer, you need to watch what you say. You need to watch what you do. You need to watch what you think. You know, because God sees the heart. If it's in your heart to not do good things, God knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to answer for that.
Yes.
You're going to have to answer for every word you spoke that is out of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Matthew 12, 36 and 37 is all about. Are you going to condemn yourself
mm-hmm.
on the day of judgment? Because every tongue will confess and every knee will bow
mm-hmm.
on the day of judgment.
That's right.
And that's, you know.
But even believers have to stand and give account.
Right.
And I want to be one who Jesus says, you know, good job. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And I would love that. So you want me to go on to 1 Peter 4:11?
Yes.
All right. 1 Peter 4:11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. So we need to think about that too. When you're speaking, are you speaking negative words? You know, think of it as, would God say this? Kind of like we talked about earlier, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? You know, we need to speak his words, the words that he would speak.
Right. Romans 14:11 says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, and this is out of the Amplified, and acknowledge him to his honor and to his praise. And then it goes on in 12, it says, and each of us shall give an account of himself, or give an answer in reference to judgment, to God. So that, like I said, that doesn't mean just the non-believers. That means believers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but non-believers will even bow down.
Mm-hmm.
It is because it is written.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little too late.
Yeah. So I would rather you know, have people persecuting me now mm-hmm. and calling me names and telling me you're a Jesus freak. You're daggum right.
Yes, I am. I'm
a Jesus freak. And I'd rather have somebody spit in my face every day
mm-hmm.
than because I'm telling the good news, the gospel.
Mm-hmm. And they're hearing it.
Right.
They may not accept it at that time.
That's
they
right.
may, but it plants a thought in their head,
and it plants a
and
seed
in their heart.
And that's what's important: is you're planting the seed. Someday you may come through, and somebody else planted a seed in their heart, and you water it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someday somebody may have planted a seed, and somebody else watered it, and you come and you're able to
reap the harvest.
So that's when somebody actually says, "Okay, I'm ready to accept Christ." So you know. Don't ever, when you're sharing your faith, don't ever think that what you're doing is not giving, is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you don't know
what, if you let the Spirit speak through you, you don't know what's going on in that person's life exactly unless mm-hmm. the Spirit tells you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're planting seeds and when you're watering, or whether you're planting, watering, or reaping, it's important that you share your faith. You've got to get out there. You've got to take a step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
See,
get
out to me,
of the boat.
Yeah, to me, my comfort zone is sharing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
You weren't always like that.
No, I was not.
No,
I was scared. I was scared to talk to people about my faith because I'm like, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the word very well. You know,
what if they make fun of me?
Yeah. And it's all these I don't know, what if, and that is all self-centeredness.
Yes. You're putting yourself above what God told you to do.
And I believe self-centeredness in that form is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are directly disobeying what the Lord has said, especially when Jesus said, "Go and share your faith into all the world and share and present the gospel
mm-hmm.
to everyone."
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see, I just had a big smile.
All right, the last.